Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A small plane attempting an emergency landing crashed into the frigid Hudson River, but the pilot and a passenger escaped the wreckage and safely swam to shore. The Federal Aviation Administration says the crash occurred Monday night, shortly after the single-engine Cessna 172 took off from Long Island MacArthur Airport in Ronkonkoma. Emergency responders were dispatched to the reported crash site, but initially could not locate the aircraft. The plane was spotted a few minutes later in waters off of Newburgh, about 62 miles north of New York City. The pilot and passenger were being treated at a hospital for undisclosed minor injuries. And the midterm elections officially begin with primaries in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas. As war with Iran breaks out, Democrats and Republicans are figuring out who they want to lead their party into November's general election, when control of Congress and state houses around the country will be up for grabs. The most hotly contested races of the day are in Texas, with fierce competition on both sides of the aisle for U.S. Senate nominations. It's possible that the Republican campaign will continue into a runoff. And a dramatic turn in a Michigan legal case. Stephen Scott Mihalik, facing charges, vanished from his final pretrial hearing yesterday. But that's not all. Authorities say he allegedly cut off his electronic tether, one placed by his bonding company, not the court, and then fled a domestic violence incident. Now a bench warrant is out for his arrest. Prosecutors are not only seeking his immediate capture, but also plan to hit him with new felony absconding charges, citing a pattern of similar disappearances. Despite the manhunt, the jury trial date for March 24th remains firmly on the calendar. This puts defense attorneys in a tough spot, worried about preparing for trial if Mihalik is eventually found and jailed far from home. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 4-Trax Rancher all-terrain vehicle lineup. See them yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with the features you want, like a powerful engine, wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system, including an independent rear suspension that offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission. So cruise on over to Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton, and check out a Honda Rancher today and see why life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, a Medal of Honor ceremony for 3 U.S. soldiers. A ceremony was held at the White House today to award the Medal of Honor to 3 U.S. soldiers for their actions in previous theaters. One recipient, a man from Michigan, was recognized for his extraordinary heroism and selflessness. The event served as a somber moment of national unity amid current hostilities. President Trump used the platform to highlight the bravery of the armed forces while acknowledging the 6 service members recently killed in the new Iran operations. And in our international news, Qatar Energy suspends LNG production. Qatar State Energy Company has halted all liquefied natural gas, or LNG, production following drone strikes on its facilities. The Ministry of Defense stated the 2 drones launched from Iran struck industrial sites in Masyad and Ras Laffan, Decatur, a major global supplier of LNG, warned that this suspension could lead to significant energy shortages in Europe and Asia. The international community is calling for an immediate de-escalation to protect global energy infrastructure. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Kearney, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.